Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, your 95 BFM breakfast. Okay, this is very exciting, everyone. I've got a special guest in the studio. Morena, Lady Six.
Morena.
Thank you so much for coming up. How
are
you?
You are so welcome. I am good.
Yeah?
I'm really good, yeah.
Deep in getting excited for your New Year's Eve house party. This is going to be so awesome.
Thank you. I think so. Well, I hope so. I don't know. I'm a bit... Now it's kind of like that time of it's all organized and you're kind of a bit nervous about it. Like, will it be as good as I hope? But I think so. I mean, it's just going to be super chill, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted a sense of a house party where you just kind of go, you're scrounging around for the drinks in the kitchen and it's super chill and then you just happen to have this incredible lineup playing in your lounge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what a special thing to be able to make a loungy sort of house party vibe across Whammy, Double Whammy and Public Bar.
I know.
Some of Tamaki's finest venues.
That's right. That's right. And I've never actually been to a party that's been across the whole... all three venues before. I was actually so stoked that they had it free and that I could do it.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, the whole entire process of putting this together has kind of been like that. Like, do you think I could do it? And then I just had, like, green lights the whole way. So
cool.
I have this really good, like, universal validation feeling about the whole thing.
Cool. That's awesome. It is good having parties across the multiple venues because you get to run around and there's always something on that you love.
Yeah, agree.
Like constant stimulation.
That's my favourite actually kind of night out as well, is just like jumping and hopping from different thing to different thing. So I'm so stoked that I was able to like, get those three venues.
So the whole idea of this was creating, like you say, a sort of house party vibe, something that feels safe and comfortable for everyone to just come together and share that sense of community. For you, when you're planning a house party like this, what's your criteria of like the best house party? What are the things you're ticking off to make sure that it's a good
time? Venue is super like dark and you know, you don't really want like a bright sort of like town hall vibe.
Yep.
You kind of want it to be dark enough for people to like get in the corner with their bestie and have little chats about the year or whatever they're going to gossiping about, whatever. You want to also then have like a quiet space. Like, I hope that the bar is going to be sort of like a little bit of a quiet space so that you're not just blasted by music constantly. You can kind of go away and have a sort of more quiet area, take some photos if you want of your new year, and just a space that feels really welcoming. I think that's really my main concern, is that everybody feels really welcomed in the space. Because, you know, when you go into someone's house, there's always the sense of, oh, where's Lady? I've got to go say hi, you know, like I want to be there hosting everybody from the get-go, and I want all the artists to feel like that they're just performing to like their mates and not like a festival vibe, kind of almost the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so special.
Like, come in your PJs. Do you know what I mean?
come in your PJs
and your slippers if you want. It's super chill like that.
Listen, Lady said you can come in your PJs to this party, everyone.
Please do.
So
I will too.
Mean. That's such a special thing and quite rare for something like New Year's Eve when everyone, you know, the norm is sort of like big over the top parties. And like, this is insane as well. The lineup. Okay. A minute for the lineup, everyone.
A minute for the lineup.
Lady Six. Barker, Bailey Wiley, Benny Salvador, Christoph El Trento, DJ Palm, DJ Curb, Dylan Biscuit, Lajar, Mokomokai, Ngangeko.
Yeah.
How special.
Bailey? Did we say Bailey Wiley?
Yeah.
No, we did already,
And a real nice mix of like some younger guys in there and some more established artists like yourself and like Bailey Wiley.
That was super important to me actually, to try and like, I guess as an established artist, to try and like lead the way in terms of, because like some of these artists I already feel like should already be booked and be on New Year's Eve big lineup somewhere in some festival in the country, and I'm kind of surprised that they're free, and I'm kind of surprised that when I hit them up they're like, oh yeah, nah, I never get booked for New Year's. I'm like, what? What? Let that stop right now. Like, and also this is their neighborhood, this is their community, so like let's all just get together and hang together and have a wicked New Year's and bring in 2026 the right way. And also platform them. If I could like have a hand in doing that and maybe like other promoters seeing that they're actually artists that should be taking up these spaces, then that's my privilege and my pleasure, you know.
Karawe, so cool. It's been a big year.
Oh, sorry. And can we just mention Barker? Barker is so dope. Like I'm like dying that she actually agreed to do this just before she won the Australian version of like Best Hip Hop Record of the Year, right? Yeah. I actually only knew her because I did a show recently for my album release over in Melbourne or Sydney. And she came on after us. It was a real crack up. I had not actually heard of her proper.
Mm.
And when we finished our set, she was like, "Who are you?" Like, she was really like, "Oh, like, my who God, are who are these women?" And we were like, "Who are you?" And then she got on and did this like rocking set. And we were like, "Oh, my God. We need to like hook up. Like, who are these? Like, we should know each other already." Yeah. Then I listened to her record and it is incredible. Like, I can't explain. And it reminds me of like old school, like 2000s, late 90s, like hip hop era that I came into, where the beats are real super simple, but the message is so proper. It's all about her culture, it's all about her people.
Mm.
And, it gives me the chills, like, when you listen to it. Like, I was literally in the car just, like, tear rolling down my face, like, okay, girl, get it together. But I'm so excited that she's going to come here and that she's going to play at the show. Like, I just really encourage everybody to look her up and catch what she's on, because she's on a vibe, yeah. Mm.
Just warms my heart to hear of a trans-Tasman connection like this.
I know, same, because usually it's like, nah. But not this one.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Oh, man. What a good party we have in store for us. It has been a big year for lots of people. You know, real ups and downs. You released an album this year.
I did,
so
yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot for you that you're sort of reflecting on going into a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
What are you excited for?
I'm excited to take a year off. I just finished uni myself.
Yep.
Well, no, that's not even true. I failed a paper, so I've still got to go back. But
hey, it
second semester, yeah. Yes, and can we just say to all of the uni listeners that if you do, it is like, it doesn't determine your value. Like, get back in there, finish that paper when you're ready, and finish that qualification and get what you came here for, you know.
Total.
I struggle with that a little bit, but nah, yeah, I'm gonna do that and finish that. And I guess I would just want to take a, and I also just want to talk all the message that when you are finished, you take a real break and don't like allow yourself to burn out if you're not ready to go into that post-grad. That is fine. Like, take a sem off,
yeah.
You know, and just like really offer yourself into this next era, because that is where you're going. You're going into like a work era after you've finished all your study. And I just really want to spread the message of like, take a break, take a breather. You know, it's not a time to burn out. You know, why should we anyway, with the world sort of like almost like on fire everywhere you look?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to just restore, replenish. You know, that's really important message that I'm giving to myself.
Yeah.
And that, so then I want to give it to everybody.
Yeah. So you will get a break after the New Year's Eve party and the tour.
And the tour, yeah. And then I'm just going to take like a real good break. I mean, how else do you be creative unless you're like sort of off? You can't be on all the time, right?
Yeah, hard.
Yeah.
Mean. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a real special healing night for a lot of people, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I hope so, eh? I hope that it's just like we boogie, like we go hard on the dance floor, then like get all sweaty and have breaks and get crazy and come out of that going, 2026 is going to be my year. That's the vibe I want to catch, you know.
Gorgeous. Well, thank you so much, lady, for coming up for
Thanks
a quarter
all.
So excited to hear how the New Year's Eve party goes. Everyone, if you want to get tickets to Lady Six New Year's Eve house party happening on New Year's Eve across Whammy, Double Whammy and Public Bar, you can get them from Banished Music, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be a good time. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out.
And it's sort of the perfect, like, I feel a lot of people aren't great at planning their New Year's, and then at the last minute it's like, what am I going to do? Well, lucky
come
you.
Come here last minute. Hello. This is like, actually, funnily enough, this is how we ended up doing it, was because I 2 years in a row I didn't have shows for the first time ever, and I had nothing to go to. So I was like, if I'm here again the following year, I'm going to make the thing to go to. So come on, I've made it for us that are here, that have nothing to do, that want to do something.
Mean. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Have an awesome party on New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Alofa, which is off Lady Six's album Levar, which came out this year. You're on BFM.
Everything in me that I everything.